The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy October 1, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the News Show. Yes, it is Tuesday, the 1st of October, 2019. We've got all the best technology news for you coming at you in about 5 minutes. All right, so we're all familiar with Apple Watch's fall detection. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And Google's looking at it saying, yeah, that is pretty cool. Maybe we should stick that in the Pixel. So that's what they're doing, or at least going to try. They're currently working on a smartphone feature for their Pixel 4, giving the same sort of features that's in the Apple Watch for fall detection. This is more aimed, though, at car crash detection. This is going to be an app called Personal Safety, and will help you stay safe and connected to first responders, and of course, your emergency contacts. So say your phone detects that you've been in a car crash, it will automatically dial, say, if you're in the U.S., 911, and it will also inform all of your emergency contacts at the same time. You can even enter medical information that might be beneficial for whoever arrives on the scene, and also can relay that message to first responders via the 911 call. Of course, on top of this, it will share your current location so that help can get to you as soon as possible. Now, how it works is the app will use accelerometers, of course, microphones, and gyroscopes to detect the major event that happened. Now, this is currently being worked on, but they are shooting for the 15th of October for the unveiling of the Pixel 4 phone, and by all accounts, it looks like this feature will make it into it. As far as the older Pixel devices, however, though, we're not really sure about that yet. Google isn't really saying much. Are you ready for Apple News Plus, UK listeners? Well, it's here! Yes, Apple has announced the Apple News Plus service. Its premium news subscription is now available in the UK, starting at £9.99 a month. But heck, it's not just available in the UK either. Folks down there in Australia, it's also available for you for $15 a month. Actually, it's $14.99, just say 15. This is actually the first expansion of the service since it launched way back in March. As we all know, it's only actually been available in the US and Canada, so it's taken quite a few months to hit offshore. From what we can tell, the service seems to be exactly the same as it is in the U.S. and Canada. We do see there's some major British publications that are highlighted. The Times, 442, and as far as the Australian side goes, the Australian and the Daily Telegraph. Now, yeah, you're probably thinking, it's a little limited for localization. And Apple's aware of this. They said it will be expanding in the near future. As for right now, though, that's it for other countries getting the News Plus service. And Apple hasn't announced where else the service will be headed next. Kind of sounding right now that Apple News Plus might be still in beta. And finally, you ain't gonna believe this. Yes, it's another Apple story. Yes, it's another Apple update. Did you just update to 13.1.1? Yeah, so did I. Well, here comes 13.1.2. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't really know if I would update this quite yet. Reports that we're getting is your iCloud, all of your notifications and stuff you need coming from there, they ain't working. Funny enough, because 13.1.2 is supposed to fix a lot of major bugs, including the flashlight, the camera not working, shortcut features, and so many other things I'm sure Apple hasn't even told us about. It's really hard to believe, too. I mean, yeah, last Friday we got the 13.1.1 update, but lo and behold, hey, new week, new update from Apple. At least now our third-party keyboards will work okay, but now iCloud doesn't seem to be talking very well to our iOS devices. Hey, gosh, it's got to be said with these Apple updates every other day. It's like a bug giveth, a bug taketh away, and then a bug giveth again. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we will. Well, more than likely, if your story's good. Send it to us right now, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our home for all of our podcasts, and it's powered by those lovely folks over there at TSO Host. Yep, they pick up the bandwidth for all of our content. If you're looking for good, reliable web hosting, you should check them out today, tsohost.com. While you're sitting there typing stuff in your browser, you can head on over to Facebook, too, and check us out there and give us a like, British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Our come by our Slack room and join our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, let's start the new month off right, shall we? Have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.